On the show today, we have co-founder and CEO of Aquarius, Sam Bobley, talking about ways banks and credit unions can ensure the security of customer data as they open up APIs and data access. Check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we have Mr. Sam Bobley from Aquarius. How are you, Sam?
Doing well. Thanks so much for having me. Happy
You're very
Monday.
Welcome. Yeah. Hey, we were going to meet up at Money 2020 next week, but I can't be there. But you guys are going to be there, so we're going to do this via Skype and find out all about what you guys do, and then also some challenges transforming legacy services in open banking and ways banks can ensure the security of customer data as they open up APIs and data access. That is a mouthful, but it's very important in today's fintech game for sure. So Sam, let's start with what are some of these challenges that you guys are talking about that banks are transforming legacy services? So what are some of these challenges we're talking about here?
Yeah, I think you know the biggest challenge is that banks are still doing a lot of manual review work, spending a lot of time and energy reviewing documents page by page, line by line, and keying information in. It's not very cost effective. It takes a long time. Mm-hmm. There are inaccuracies, and overall, it's just a good time for banks to begin modernizing their back office and introducing more technology into their process.
It is, yeah. I think we're in the era of like finding any type. If there's any type of friction anywhere, somebody's going to smooth that out and make it much, much better. And sounds like that's what you guys are doing as well, right?
You got it. So we're a fintech platform that analyzes financial documents and data with over 99% accuracy. What we've done that's unique is we've embedded human intelligence into our processing engine. Mm-hmm. So when we receive a document, we run machine data capture and pattern recognition algorithms to read and verify whatever information we can automatically. Mm-hmm. But whatever information we can't automatically confirm, we slice into smaller tasks and route internally to our own team of quality control technicians to validate all of the inconsistencies. At the end of our process, perfectly accurate data is returned to our customer, standardized response. So to recap, you know, the input is unstructured, semi-structured financial documents from any format or financial institution, e-statements, scans, cell phone images, you name it.
Okay.
Whatever you read by the human eye, our system can automatically parse and return 99%+ accurate structured output.
Wow. So how did you guys start that? I mean, obviously there was a need for this in the industry. And so you guys, hey, we can build a better mousetrap basically. Is that how it all started or?
Something along those lines. We were actually inspired by Google's use of CAPTCHA technology.
Oh yeah.
So you may have gone to a website and seen a little form box that says, do you prove you're not a robot and type in these digits? What most people don't realize is when you're performing a CAPTCHA task, you may actually be helping Google digitize millions of old books, menus, and magazines into searchable data.
Oh, wow.
Very similar problem to what we're describing here. You know, Google tried to OCR, use image recognition technology, read all of these old books, menus, and magazines, but they ran into accuracy problems. Different fonts, formats, poor image quality. Machines couldn't read every word accurately. So what they did was they snipped the words they couldn't read with a high degree of confidence and routed the people like me and you to validate in CAPTCHA tasks, ask them to prove that we're not robots. As part of that process, they routed the same task to a statistically significant number of workers, and they also used control tasks. So sometimes you'll see two words in a form box. One's a snippet from a 1930s New York Times Magazine article, and the other's a control word that they're using to verify how accurately you performed on the actual task. Long story short, 30 million plus books, menus, and magazines are now searchable online with perfect accuracy because Google was able to leverage human intelligence. And the kicker is they built a fantastic database of training data for machine learning. We took that exact same concept and applied it to financial documents. So, you know, whatever machines couldn't automatically parse, we were able to leverage a human workforce to achieve over 99% accurate data, which, you know, funnels right directly into our customer systems.
I can't imagine like a bank or a credit union out there like, oh my gosh, this must be like opening up the heavens for them. It's like, because this is something that's probably been, a thorn in their side for quite a while, and now somebody can do this. You know, in the blink of an eye, but automatically and all that good stuff with great accuracy. My gosh, I mean, that must make a credit union or a bank quite happy to have this information accurate like that.
It's an exciting time for us. You know, really, it solves a big pain point, especially the folks on the ground who are doing this kind of, you know, painstaking line by line review work. When we show them how the software works, they, you know, you see a smile on their face that they can now focus on more cerebral tasks. So, you know, definitely excited about what we're up to here.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, and you bring up a good point because, yeah, it frees up these staff, the staff to do kind of more important, well, I wouldn't say more important, but other important things like, hey, let's talk to the customer, let's talk to the member, let's get to know them better and how can we better serve them type of stuff. So it really kind of frees them up to do that type of stuff, which makes their institution that much more valuable. So, I mean, it sounds like a, pardon the old cliche, but a win-win for everybody involved for sure. So, indeed. So why is this topic, why is this so hot right now? Is it just the timing of it all? Is it people are like, it sounds like it's a really good timing for you guys.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, from a macro perspective, what's happened in the industry is banks are starting to lose market share to fintech lenders.
Yeah.
That's really where we made our name in the fintech lending space. We have about 80 to 90 fintech lenders using our platform. Some big names in the space, folks like OnDeck and Bluevine on the small business side. More recently, folks like Lending Club and Upgrade on the consumer side. They've really automated their process and added a lot of speed to their process by leveraging Aquila's technology. When the banks take a step back and look at what's happening in the fintech space and see that it's really, you know, lack of customer friction and speed to reach a loan offer that are the big drivers in you know, facilitating these transactions, the banks are now reevaluating their own internal processes and saying, what should we do? Should we partner with fintechs? Should we build internal solutions that compete with fintechs and focus more on speed? And fortunately for Aquilus, you know, we can help both. You know, both fintechs are in the market, and now in this next phase of growth, taking the same concept that we've proven out with the fintechs and deploying it to mortgage lenders and banks to give them, you know, more of a competitive advantage.
Oh, wow. Speeding up the old mortgage lending process. That's a huge pain point right now for sure. Yeah. So, and speaking of next phase, what's the outlook for 2020? What are in the plans here? What's the next step for you guys?
Yeah. So the next step is exactly that, replicating the success we've had in the fintech space with more traditional lenders like mortgage lenders and banks. We've already started on that path to some extent. We have about 5 or 6 mortgage lenders on the platform already, seeing fantastic results, and actually working on a case study right now with one of our early customers. So stay tuned for that.
Please, yeah.
Seeing outcomes there. And on the bank side, you know, we're working on it on multiple paths. One, you know, some of our fintech customers have partnerships with banks where through our relationship with the fintech partner, we'll now be able to help automate back office processes for the banks that they work with. Secondly, we are now getting deeper into conversations with various loan origination systems that are plugged into banks, where banks be able to offer to obtain our product offering through the loan origination system. Similarly, we have partnerships with RPA vendors like UiPath and Automation Anywhere. So any banks that are using an RPA robotic process automation workflow can leverage Aquilus as a component of that end-to-end solution.
And
third, also just going direct to banks and knocking on doors. So we're definitely prepared for the longer sales cycle, but we think we can make a big impact there.
Indeed. Man, you guys must be having a little bit of fun too, because it sounds like you guys are hitting it out of the park, so to speak, and you're making a lot of people happy.
Definitely enjoying every day. We're in a great stage for the company right now, so it's exciting for sure.
Sounds good. All right. Well, I'm going to let you get back to work. Where can we find more about Aquilus? Is it the name and then .com or?
Visit our website, aquilus.com. You know, we're at a bunch of industry events. This month we'll be at Debanked in San Diego in the small business space. We'll be at Money 2020 in Las Vegas. So, you know, follow us on social media and you'll see you'll have a chance to meet us in person hopefully sometime soon.
Good stuff. Well, thanks again for the time, Sam. Congrats on your success already and look forward to more big things from you in 2020, sir. Well done.
Thanks so much. Looking forward.